WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Portion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Weekends tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Any traffic or announcements for the moment, so we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG tube portion. Before we begin all our check-ins tonight, got quite a few pre-check-ins, which is, again, a functionality available on the bars.cc website for folks that may not be available to check in via RF or Echolink and just want to stay connected to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You can go on the bars.cc website. There's a link on there to do the pet pre-check-in. Just type your call sign, a little bit of information in there, and we'll get you checked into the net. But let me go ahead and scroll down that list of check-ins first. Up first, we've got Andy. That's KI4LZI. And Andy's up on Table Rock, so Andy, always good to get you signed in here. Up next, we've got Richard. That's K4ROW. And Richard's over in Greenville. Up next, we got Bill. That's November 4 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N4WRO. Up next in the list, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Gulf. Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Gulf. Getting ahead of myself on that one. Chris is over in Liberty. Up next, we've got Mel. That's K4XMR. And Mel's over in Prosperity. And up next in the list, we've got Tommy. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Kilo Foxtrot Sierra, KO4KFS. About halfway through the list, let me let this drop for a minute, and we'll finish off the list. And Pat over in Malden, that's K4OSH. And again, always good to see Pat signed in here. Up next, we've got another friend of ours, always good to see signed in here. That's KJ4UHF Jack. Up next, Jim, that's Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, KW4TS. And good to get Jack and Jim in here. Up next, we've got our friend John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to see John still checking in with us. That's Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November KM4RJN. And good to see John still staying in touch with us. Up next, we got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima KA5WLL. And I kind of got my list backwards here. Fred Isla of the Hope and Traveler's Rest. They actually signed in first, but I scrolled the wrong way on the list. But anyway, I'd like to welcome Fred. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM. And his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4 India Echo India. And last but not least on the group there, I had Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD, and that's Andrew over in Simpsonville. Let me refresh here one more time. Actually got one more sign in here. That's November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, JC. And get him signed into the log here. Yeah, that's Jerry, and Jerry's over in Anderson. So that should finish off our pre-net check-ins here. And it looks like we had about 15 of those folks check in tonight. And again, glad you guys are able to use that functionality and check in via the internet to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Finishes off our list of the net pre-check-in, so we'll pause for a moment and see if we have any new hams. New hams to the area, new hams to ham radio, maybe new hams to trying to check into the net tonight. I'd like to break for or just pause for a moment and see if we have anybody that may not understand exactly how to check into a net or maybe new to the net and how we do things. So if you want to, just throw out your call sign, key up the mic, throw your call sign out, and we'll talk you through it. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Do we have any new hams signed in tonight? And actually, did I even bring up the Echolink node? I don't have my EchoLink node started, so I'm not sure. I'll go ahead and connect here, but let's go ahead and give a call out for EchoLink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR Net Control. Have any EchoLink stations for the moment, which, again, I'm signing into my EchoLink node, so kind of all messed up tonight. I thought I was ready, but obviously not. Anyway, so let's move on down to our RF check-ins. We can always pause in a few minutes for additional EchoLink stations. So tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be showtime tonight.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Good evening,
everybody on the net. 4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Good sir. For a sir. Evening, Mike. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. Negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
For HR. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Can everyone on the net please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative tonight, 73 to all on the net.
Pro, please check in out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India, KG4BFI. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, KG4QLQ. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out. Thank you and for calling the net, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Opportunity with that pause there. Another good group of check-ins there. I thought I was doing good with the net pre-check-ins, but I think I almost doubled my check-ins on that group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Rick. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along the rest of his family, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Michelle, via telephone relay. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. And Rick, appreciate you coming along. Feel free to secure at your leisure, sir. Up next, we've got our net manager, Dave. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. And Dave, you had a double, and I caught the tail end of the second station, but I didn't catch the call sign. So let me go ahead and pause. There was, again, a station in there. And if you haven't been acknowledged, well, let me go ahead and acknowledge the folks in the rest of this group. And then if you're not acknowledged, come back and check in with me. And that would probably work better. All right, so up next we had Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. And, Kurt, appreciate you taking the time to check in. Up next, we've got a friend, Roland. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, K1JCW. And, Roland, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And, Dave, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next in the group, we've got Doug. That's November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AAH. Goodness gracious. November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar. Not sure what I was saying there. N4AA. Let me try that one more time, Doug. Getting a little tongue-tied. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. There we go. Sorry, having trouble getting that out tonight, but Doug, appreciate you taking the time to stop by, and I'll definitely work better not butcher your call sign on the next time you check in with me. And last but not least in that group, we've got Don. That's Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, KG4 PFI. And Don brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, KG4 QLQ. And Don, same with you. Feel free to secure as your leads. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Hope you and Miss Linda are doing well. And again, I did have one unacknowledged station there that checked in, had a little double with Dave, W4DJW, in the first part of that group. So we'll give him a chance to check in here. The unacknowledged station wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control, KO4, off with your Romeo, Bobby, checking in for Greenville.
Hey, control.
I4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel Taylor, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HR, pretty sure I might have put the double station, but I'm not sure now. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, he's over in Seneca. I'll be in and back out for a little while.
HR. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
HR. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Picking AA4QN, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. He's in the cold. Be negative, hell up on that.
Check in there and acknowledge those stations that checked in. The first station in the group there, you kind of cut out there, so I didn't get you acknowledged. So, anybody who is unacknowledged, please come back and check in with me again. Again, I missed the first person in that group. But up first, we've got Daniel. That's Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. And after Daniel, we've got Keith. That's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY. And after Keith comes Larry. And Larry, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Donna along. Larry's call sign, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. And Donna's call sign, KC4MFK, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. Larry, always good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. Up next in that group, we had Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And let's see, I got Paul, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4DME. And I got AA4Q, and I missed the final letter in your call sign for that last check-in. Could you recheck and let me know what that is?
AA4QN.
I don't know why I have such a problem remembering your call sign, but I got it that time. Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec Sierra, AA4QS. Got you and Paul checked in here. I don't know what it is about me and my fingers trying to copy your call sign. Sorry about that, Donald. I'll do better at the next check-in, I promise. So, Don, appreciate you checking in with us and bringing Paul along as well. All right, and again, I had one unacknowledged station there at the very first part of that group, so let me go ahead and pause here and let that station check in with us.
KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo.
That was making sure I had everything in here, and I copied Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, KO4GWR, and that's Douglas. Is that right?
Copy, KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo. No traffic, no reports, but good company here on the net tonight. Send it back.
That, like I say, there was just a little bit of noise there, and I think it might have been on my end, and I just kind of wasn't my fingers weren't typing on the keyboard quite as fast. So Doug, appreciate you coming back and checking in with us. Nothing on your side, I can assure you that was a good copy there. So appreciate you making sure I got you logged in here. All right, let's give one more call. God, I got quite a few. Alpha through Delta, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control. I've used up the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll move down to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
For HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you.
This is checking in on the Echo Link, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, Bravo, Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm down the hill from y'all in Martinez, Georgia. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone.
Check-ins there as we continue check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Harry, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you stopping by. Up next, we've got Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick sounding good into the repeater tonight. And last but not least in that group, we had Steve, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, Bravo, Bravo, via the Echolink node. And Steve sounding good from Martinez, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you stopping by and verifying for me that the Echolink node is working. Kind of forgot to sign into that at the beginning of the net, but see you signed in there, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us as well. All right, kind of light on that group, so we'll give one more call. Echo through Hotel, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. I have everybody in the Echo through Hotel group, so we'll slide down the alphabet a little further. India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one.
Hi. You and the family are all well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
On pause, we're just waiting to see if somebody was going to come in there on Sid's coattails. But up first, I'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4JFO. And James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, always good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, sounding good, my friend. Appreciate the salutations. Yeah, the family here is doing well. Hope yours is doing the same. Always good to hear you, my friend. Hope you're doing well up there in Fletcher, and appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call, India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
We're now Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert in Spartanburg.
K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Robert, sounding good. I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. That's Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, W4IYI. And Robert, always good to hear you. Not a terribly long distance up there from Spartanburg from some of our quote-unquote DX stations. But sounding good up there nonetheless, Robert. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's go ahead and move down the alphabet a little further. Mike through Papa, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I'd have reached our first group without any check-in, so we'll give one more call before we move on down the alphabet. Looking for stations with M through P, Mike through Papa, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody in that group, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. And Kilo, India 4, Tango, Hotel, Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
HR. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. My name is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello and also checking my husband Chad, KO4 NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. We'll both be in and out tonight. Thank you.
To check in there, as we're in the Quebec through Tango group, I'd first like to welcome Danny. That's Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4 THV. And Danny, sounding good from Traveler's Rest tonight, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. And Anna brings along with her husband, Chad. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And Anna and Chad both do some net control functions for us. I forget, I'll have to look at the schedule and see exactly which day, but I know I've heard them doing net control stuff. So, Anna, I appreciate you coming by and checking in on my net tonight. Always good to hear you and tell Chad we said hello. All right, so we'll give one more call here for Quebec through Tango before we move on to that Ever Patient group for Saturday night. Looking for check-ins with Q through T, beginning suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody for the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll move to the Ever Patient group for Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Roll. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4 YKT, Mark and Inman. I'm negative and negative.
Call on the hot mic.
That pause there and acknowledge those stations that checked in for the Uniform Through Zulu group. Up first, we've got Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB. And Tommy, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next in that group, we had Mark. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4 YKT. And Mark, sounding good from Inman. I'd have to draw a line to see if Inman's closer than Spartanburg. But anyway, sounding good in the repeater. Line of sight, I forget which would be closer, but I'll have to bring up Google Maps here in a little while and check that out. But good signal in the repeater, Mark. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight. All right, let's give one more call, Uniform through Zulu, before we open it up to the big group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Check in Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative. And listening in, everybody have a nice evening.
K4HR, I'd like to welcome Steve. That's Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, KN4VEWA. And Steve, couldn't close down the net with having you check in with me tonight, sir. Appreciate you coming by and getting in here. But again, appreciate you stopping by, sounding good into the repeater. Good to hear you, my friend. All right, let's give one more call, Uniform through Zulu, and then we'll open it up to the big group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody in Uniform through Zulu, so let's go ahead and open it up to that big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Sure. Please check in KO4CEF. This is Andrew up in Inman, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
State RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. No comments. I'll stick around listening.
Check-ins there as we continue in the formal portion of the net here. I'd like to welcome Andrew. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Charlie Echo Foxtrot, KO4CEF, and Andrew's over in Inman. And up next, we've got Whiskey Delta 8 Romeo Oscar November, WD8RON, and that's Ed up in Brevard. And Ed, you're making a good signal over the repeater from Brevard tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us here. All right, let's give one more call for any station, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning a suffix of your call. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Sure.
please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic. I'll be here for comments. Good evening to you, Mike, and all on the net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Gary. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. And Gary, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Got you marked down for comments. Once we get to the rag chew portion, I think right now you're my only rag chewer signed in. But we're almost done with our formal portion here, so we'll be over to find out how your day was once we get to the rag chew portion. But Gary, good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Joy are doing well, and we'll be back to you here in just a few minutes to find out how your day was. All right, let me go ahead and give one more call here before we secure the final portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think I have two stations there trying to check in. I got my call sign on both, and then they both dropped out. Let me go ahead and pause here. I'll leave the frequency open, see if those two stations can check back up in with them.
Control, this is 204.
I'll give you another one, though. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Holman, Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Definitely got you in there, Rusty. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. That's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. And Rusty, always good to hear you, my friend. Heard you a couple times on the repeater this week. Know you've been busy out of town working with the barbershop quartet, all that kind of stuff. So definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Glad you're safe at home tonight. Hope you are doing well, and always good to hear you, my friend. And appreciate you checking in with us. And again, it looks like I've got two stations maybe trying to check in there. I keep getting the suffix and then you drop out. Not sure if maybe your battery might be going down if you're on an HT, but it transmits initially. I can hear you fine, and then it just drops out. And then there's another station that's way down in the noise, not able to pick that one out, so I'm not sure if anybody would be able to relay that, but looking for those two stations. Unacknowledged Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. On those two stations. Again, I had one station way down in the noise, and then again, one station, I got the prefix Kilo Oscar 4 before you cut out. We'll go ahead and continue with the net. Hopefully you guys can check in, move to a slightly different location, especially if you're on an HT, check the battery power, and come back and check in again with us, and we'd really love to get you checked in. K4HR, we'll give one final call here, and then we'll keep the net open for the rag chew portion. One final call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning of the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. In Hendersonville, no traffic, no comment. Name's Gabriel. Appreciate you calling the net.
K4HR, I'd like to welcome Gabriel. That's Kilo November 4 Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TWZ. And Gabriel, sounding good. Sounds like you might be on the mobile. A little bit of picket fencing going on there, but nothing bad. Again, able to copy you 100%. Would not complain about that signal at all. Just letting you know there's just a little bit of dropout there. But sounding good into the repeater, and appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. Again, one final call. I keep getting stations checking in, so we'll take them as long as we can get them. One final call here before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. That long pause means we have everybody. So at this point, this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Again, I think I have two unacknowledged stations out there. Hopefully they can change their operating conditions just a little bit, check the battery, and come back and check in with me again. And we will definitely pause here in just a few minutes for additional check-ins. But at this time, we'll begin the rag chew portion. It looks like I have one station signed in to rag chew. And that's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. So So we'll go ahead and dust off the stump here, and I'll pass the frequency over to you, Gary, and find out how was your day, sir?
4HR in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening to all on the net. Well, I jumped up this morning with all kind of ambition, just like a lot of folks did. Got up, got my coffee, and then Joy got up. We fixed us a bite of breakfast and all of that. But I finally got my day started, and I got outside and needed to cut the grass and do the weed eating and that sort of thing. Got out there and had the weed eater running, and I was just about finished with the front. I still got to weed eat the backyard and all that. I didn't do that today. But anyway, I about got through with the front, and my neighbor that lives down the street pulled in the driveway. And I told him, I said, what are you doing here? I said, I ain't got time to fool with you today. I said, I'm trying to get my work done. He said, I saw you out here working, and I thought I'd pull in and let you rest a while and cool off.
HR with KI4DOS and the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight. You know, Gary, I don't have to look too hard for a reason not to do work myself. I had the same plans today. I did get the yard mowed, and we were working in some flower beds and stuff, but my wife told me it was okay. The neighbors, same thing, same situation. Some of the neighbors came out, and we started talking, and she said it was okay for us to get it done tomorrow. So never do today what you can postpone till tomorrow, I think is the way that saying goes. And it definitely fell true today.
Well, that's the way my day started off. Anyway, I sat and talked to my neighbor for, it was over an hour. I was standing, he was sitting in his truck, and I was standing there beside him. And his girlfriend called and wanted to know where he was, and he said, I'm on my way down there. He said, I stopped up here and talked to Gary for a minute. And so he got off the phone, and he said, well, I guess I better go. So he went on, and I finished up my weed eating. Then I got on the lawnmower and got the front yard cut, got around to the back. I had not cut the backyard. That was the first time I'd cut it this year, and it was so high, I had to cut it twice. I raised the mower deck up and as high as it'd go, and I ran over it, and a lot of big old tall spiky things sticking up all over the yard, and I didn't like the looks of that. So I dropped it down where I normally cut it, which was about two notches, and I ran over it again. So I cut the backyard twice and the front yard once today. So I've been riding the lawnmower and eating the dust and all of that good stuff. Joy came out back, and I was cleaning everything up, and she said, you go out to get under the hose pipe before you come in the house to take a bath. I was dusty. I got a couple of places where I've got bare spots out there between here and the barn, and it's real dusty. So I got under the hose pipe before I came inside.
I'm not sure how much acreage you got. I know we talked about it a little bit, but, you know, I'm just on a quarter of an acre here in the neighborhood. But sounds like the same stuff, just on a smaller scale for sure. I've got a couple of dusty spots under the trees, and I hit those with the mower, and it doesn't seem to matter what's going on. It could have just rained, but it still kicks up a cloud of dust. And, you know, it's been a while since I've had to get under the hose pipe to come in the house, but I do kind of sneak while he's not really watching sometimes. But, you know, when you get up there and rinse off and that ring of dirt is going down the tub, you know you've done something for the day at least. But, yeah, I've had to cut mine probably three times already. I don't know exactly. I thought with the cold weather it wasn't going to grow as fast, but, you know, I joke, I've got that little white terrier, and when he disappears in the yard in the back, I know it's time to cut the grass. But even if my wife's only told me two or three times before that I needed to do it. Over.
Yeah, when the bride tells you it's time to cut the grass, you best get out there and cut it. At least that's the way it is around here. But we had a good day. I can't complain about anything. I wanted to get in here and play a little bit of radio and all of that, but I didn't get to do that. Oh, I have one One announcement, I guess you'd call it, is health and welfare traffic. You can put a number one on it so you can kind of count it as a piece of traffic. Gabriel, KV4NC had some surgery yesterday. He is at home. He's doing well. The doctors told him not to do much for a couple of weeks. And he said he's going to do what the doctor told him this time. He had a problem with another situation, and the doctors told him not to lift anything heavy or do anything for a few days. And he went home, and being the big man that we all are, he went on back to work and started doing his thing, and he got messed up. But he said he's going to do what the doctors told him to do this time. He is at home. He's doing well, and the family's taking care of him real well. I meant to do that earlier and forgot about it, and just happened to think about it. You know how the light bulb goes on every once in a while? Well, I had one of them epiphanies or whatever it's called, and that's what it was. But go ahead and put that down as a piece of traffic there tonight there, Mike.
I definitely got it marked down here with message number one, traffic, health and welfare for Gabriel, KB4NC. But, yeah, good to hear he's doing good. You know, it's always touch and go sometimes with, you know, we always feel better, I think, than the doctors tell us to. And our bodies are amazing healing machines. But if you overdo it and it goes back to, you know, square one kind of a thing. But I've been guilty of the same thing myself. You know, you get to that point where you feel good and you don't want to rest, and I know Gabriel's always moving. He's always involved in something, radios or towers or working on the cars or going somewhere or working with the family and stuff. It's definitely hard to put stuff down when you're used to going all the time, so I understand that completely. But, yeah, when somebody tells you you have to sit down for a minute or rest your body, it's definitely not the easiest thing to do when you're used to going. So hopefully he'll heed that warning and take it a little easy. You know, they say when your body starts doing stuff like that, it's your body's way of telling you you need rest. So, you know, hopefully, like you said, he'll heed the doctor's warning, get better, and then be back to 100% really soon.
Because, Mike, sometimes if you don't do what you're told to do, you can get in a whole heap of trouble. So let's hope he don't do that. Other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. We had a wonderful day over here, beautiful sunshiny day. Don't know what the temperature got up to today, but it got warm out there cutting the grass, and when it got warm running the weed eater, cutting the grass wasn't the problem. The weed eater is where I got the most heat. But anyway, I'm doing good, and Joy's doing good. And I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with the net. Got a good one going. Hope there's somebody else out there wants to talk to you for a bit. Thanks for calling the net. Tell Miss Angela we said hello, and we'll talk to you later. AK4HR the net, KI4DOS.
Hopefully enjoyed the rag chew, my friend. Appreciate you sticking around and extending our net out a little bit and letting us know how your day was. And we'll definitely talk again first chance we get. And like I say, I still got a couple of stations out there I think I might be able to pull out from the dirt. So let's go ahead and see if we have any additional check-ins tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Check in late Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary. Thanks for staying open so I can check in.
Net Control. Will you say? Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative, over.
Off the check-ins here for the latter portion of the net. Up first, I'd like to welcome Scott and his family. That's Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And, of course, Scott brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, KO4ACD. And their daughter, Mary, that's Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, KO4ILI. And, Scott, good to keep you in here, and we'll keep the net open as long as we get check-ins.
And, again, you're never late as long as the net's still going. So, Scott, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you bringing Mary and Mary along. Up next, we've got Gene. That's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. And Gene, you're booming into the repeater tonight, my friend. Good to hear you. Obviously, an excellent signal into the repeater. And, Gene, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Looking for additional check-ins tonight. Don't currently have anybody else signed into Rag Chew for our Rag Chew portion. So looking for check-ins, late check-ins. I don't really like calling them late. Like I said to Scott, they're not really late as long as the net's open. But looking for additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, beginning the suffix of your call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. Pause means I have everybody, and again, I think I have two unacknowledged stations out there where this is kind of down in the noise, so we'll give one final call here before we secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Really like to get those two stations if I could, if they're still out there. I know, I think one might have been on HT. It really sounded like the battery may have been going down. I got the prefix both times, and then it went silent. It was KO4 call, and then there was one that was just so far down in the noise, I didn't even copy that one at all, but looking for those final two stations or additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. The additional stations, we'll go ahead and give our final call here. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control. Have everybody for the night. I'll go ahead and pass my net report digitally, just for those keeping score at home. Had 52 check-ins tonight and two pieces of traffic. And standby one, I'll pass my net report. K4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everybody who is taking the time to check in with us. Looks like Mark, W2MJB, will be calling the net tomorrow night, so I know he'd appreciate everybody coming by and checking in with him, filling up his log, giving him a little bit of Rag Chew and, you know, warming his finals up in the ham shack. So, again, appreciate everybody who checked in tonight. Make sure you remember and do your best and try and keep the magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless.
For Victor Whiskey Alpha, could I get a quick audio check?
TWA, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, your audio is perfect into the repeater, no noise.
Excellent. I am in the process of figuring out analog versus DMR on one Anytone 578. Man, the learning curve is uphill, baby.
Imagine DMR is between the talk groups and the listen groups and all the other stuff, it's fairly complex.
Yeah. At least I've got it working on analog now, and I've got a reasonable grip on how this thing sets up with its ladder diagrams as far as some of the groups, the way they do this and its structure. So, but I've still got a long way to go. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming back to me and giving me a quick audio check. You say it does sound good.
Just as good as you were.
That's very, very impressive because I use a 991A as my base station, usually with a real nice desk mic. And this is a mobile unit. So, anyhow, it's doing all right. So I really appreciate you coming back to me, and I'm gonna go ahead and head out and let you do the same. I'm gonna go do some close order inspection of the inside of my eyelids. 73's KN4 BWA. I'm clear.
Hey, Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike. Have a good night, Steve. Good night. 73's.
4HKX KI4 DTY. I4 DTY clear.
Control. Net. Control.
It has closed. thumbs out for tonight.
Net control, that's a good dummy. Closed out net.
Before HKX, KI4, DTY.
Good evening, Daniel.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going today?
You.
Bad, I ended up just taking the day off from work to do housework. So I spent the day trying to work on my garage, getting things cleaned out because it's my workshop, and it's gotten pretty cluttered. So I worked all day on that, and I probably burnt a truckload of scraps just to try to get rid of it.
Do that, I'm sure. It don't take long to get ahead of you, does it?
Hate burning wood or, you know, just getting trash and wood like that, but I kind of have a rule, soft rule, but if I haven't used it in a year and it's small enough, I'll just burn it.
For sure. If not, it'll overrun you. That's the way I was with parts and pieces for cars. If you hadn't used it in 6 months, toss it.
So that felt good. I got a good portion of it cleaned out and reorganized. I still got a ways to go, but it had gotten way out of me. And I had actually gone over to Chad's workshop, and it was all nice and clean and everything, and it made me feel guilty.
Because he's been in there cleaning it up. I heard him talking about it early last week.
I didn't know that. I was like, man, this place, I mean, he's like, so he said, I'm sorry it's messy, and I'm like, this is not even close to messy. Like, my workshop is messy. It was hilarious. I was feeling pretty guilty over MySpace, how it looked. You can't barely move around. I mean, you can actually move around now, so I still got a lot left to do. But I tell you what, when you're trying to work on other things and work on house projects, your workshop's the last thing. What you end up doing today?
Well, I run that coax through the underground pipe I put in last weekend. Got that done.
Got all of it ran back into the house?
Yeah, it's all hooked up. Doesn't appear to be having any issues out of it, but we're doing good.
Been able to talk on 80 meter tonight?
But I didn't. I was just going to see if you were around and got your HF radio up yet.
So I got my HF, got the 991 back from Chad. That's where I went to pick it up, and I saw his workshop, and we were building that Yagi together, the first one, and I guess he ended up coming up with some ideas and plans and building some more, but I have a center, I think a center line fit antenna, but I think it's only good for 10 meter. I don't know. Chad had it laying around since we didn't have time to build the 80. He told me I could try this, but the only thing I could get on was 10 meter. So I guess it's center. So I got a leg going to the left and a leg going to the right.
Fed, but depending on the length of the wire, depending on what band it's for.
Pull out my little chart. I think what we were able to get up to 17 meter. Was it 17? I think we could do 10 and 15 meters.
All right, well, I'll have to get your antenna built. I don't know when we can all get together again.
How's your schedule looking?
I think it's pretty clear for the next couple of weeks.
Isn't it crazy just because we're starting to get into our
our photos and video and stuff. Let's see. Do the 29th, if Friday works for you guys.
No, I was just looking at my calendar again right quick. Anything for that day that I know of right now?
Yeah. So next Friday, I think, is the only Friday I have open right now until the end of May.
And some bookings coming in, that way you can make some money.
Weird, it's still a slow May for us. So like last May I had 3 weddings, and this May I only have 1 of my own weddings, and I'm helping another guy with 2 of his weddings. I'm thankful for the jobs, but yeah, I wish I had 2 to 3 of my own. That'd be really good.
Maybe things will come around here for long.
So, yeah, I know it'll all work out, but how'd your week end up playing out?
It turned around and was a pretty good week. Sure didn't start off that way.
Good big sales?
Yeah, I had some decent sales, and all in all, the week turned out to be a good week, so really nothing bad to say. It just Monday and Tuesday were a little disappointing, but other than that, we're good.
So, are you, so on Sundays you restock the truck? Is that every Sunday or just every now and then?
Not every Sunday. Most of the time I bring it up, get packages in on almost every day, and I bring in stuff for that day and then stuff to go into stock if I can get it in. And I work through it through the week or through the day as I'm waiting on customers to come out or just got a few minutes to kill. I start putting things away.
Do you get your packages sent to that shop or you just mail it to your house or whatever?
They're shipped to the house.
How easier just take it with you and throw it on the truck then?
Handle it more. It's more work because I'm handling things 2 and 3 times, but is either have it shipped to the house and do it here at home and transport it the next day, or stay late over there and time away from my family to take care of it that night. And I opted to have things sent here to the house.
How'd your Easter go? What, y'all do anything special? I know, I think your son was working.
Wife and I went to church Sunday morning, and then we come home, and that was it.
Exciting.
It anyway.
There. Yeah, it was not quiet over here. We ended up, I told you, I smoked some barbecue all day Saturday, and then Sunday took it over to, took everything that we made over to my parents' house and tortured them. So I think altogether there's 28, 29 of us, something like that.
Been torture.
The little kids and stuff, their house gets destroyed, but they don't mind it. So the fact that, you know, all my siblings, we still all get together and then all the grandkids are together. I think they like it. So with my dad's back surgery and stuff, it makes it easier to just do it over there so that if he needs to go rest, he can. It's not like a big deal.
I know how one yacht in a room is, so I can only imagine what 29 of them is like.
It gets chaotic, to say the least.
Just like any big family, it gets chaotic when you get them all together.
To hang it around with the calm, quiet yop.
Call it.
Yeah, something like that. I'm probably one of the loudest ones, but yeah.
There was one Easter, which they still make fun of me for. Let me make sure I have this. My mom had made ham and biscuits and stuff to go along with everything else. Well, I went in there, and there's crackling, you know, on top of the ham. Oh, so good. Well, I had snuck a piece off of that, and she had been basting it in butter, which usually I'm good, but I do have a slight allergic reaction. I mean, it's so rare, but every now and then dairy will kind of get to me, and so I started having breathing problems, and my chest started closing up, and so I was good. I mean, I was definitely wheezing and definitely like starting to get some breathing problems. So I went to go get some Benadryl, and all they had was like kids Benadryl, the liquid. So I drank some of the kids Benadryl, and I do not remember the rest of Easter. I went pretty much comatose on the couch.